It's Rise and Stein. Good morning. That's Leanna. Mm-hmm. My name is David. We're married to each other, and we are not married to this guy, but
no. My wife's we're in it to see Joyce Meyer, actually.
We are a brother in Christ, though, to Ray Haynes, our general manager, and we're so thankful every time he comes in because of his powerful teachings. And if you've been with us for the past year and a half or so, you have heard teachings on mm-hmm. many of the Jewish feasts. Today, he will be teaching on the Hebrew month Elul, which has so much to unpack. We're 25 days away from going to Israel.
Woohoo!
And Kelly is at the Joyce Meyer thing right now.
She is, so she's having a good time. All the ladies are having a blast.
Mm-hmm. So we're just prepping. We're just prepping for what God has for us, because we don't know what God has mm-hmm. for us.
No, but it's a good time to be at labor for God. This mm-hmm. is a good time as we get ready for Elul, which happens tonight. Tomorrow is officially Elul, but, you know, Jewish days begin in the evening, but mm-hmm. before. So mm-hmm. this actually is the official, and that means it's exactly 1 month away from the new year, from Rosh Hashanah. We will be in Israel during Rosh Hashanah, which means we won't be able to sit down and have this kind of a conversation. We will actually for probably Yom Kippur and for Tabernacles, but we won't be able to. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about Elul. But because this is such a huge year, this new year that's been in the news so much.
It's the Hebrew year 5776.
Six. Mm-hmm. It follows okay. along the, like, 2016 coming up, so it follows along, which is nice, because for me and for folks with, you know,
right,
any consistency is a good thing. So we're going to be looking at the number six, especially. And so we're going to kind of unpack that. And basically, we're going to also look at the question. A lot of folks, the Shemitah, this is that time from the beginning of time, they've been counting in sevens. And they have jubilees in every 7 years. And this was one of those. But it's also the Jubilee of Jubilees. So all of that ends and a new cycle begins. And so the question was asked, okay, usually, like 7 years ago, this was a crash, and 7 years before that, there was a crash. And so, is what's coming? In other words, so there's been a lot in the news of saying, okay, when we get to mid September, mm-hmm. so that's why for this month of Elul, it's even bigger. Hmm. And so I've been preparing because we're going to be gone. I've been writing newsletter articles ahead of time, and so I've been on the new year, and I've been on Elul, I've been on all these subjects, and so I've been praying a lot, saying, God, you know, apart from the numbers, what's coming?
Mm-hmm.
And so then this morning, I woke up. The last thing happened during when I was sleeping was I had this dream, a very mm-hmm. prophetic dream, and it's all about this. And so that, you know, I mean, I love those when those happen. So
right.
as I mentioned before, you know, Corey had a very prophetic dream before Tammuz 2 months ago. And so as God begins to say, all right, here's what I want you to see going forward, It's a neat time to get to come in and having Rory here to bring the worship. Tim Watkins is coming in to mix. Mm-hmm. It's going to be
Rory Comtois, really not Rory McIlroy. He's playing the PGA Championship right now.
He's busy. Sends his regards. All right, so we're going to walk through the dream and walk through Elul, and we're going to break all that down, and then we're going to break down the new year. That's what we're going to do for the next
awesome.
Couple of hours.
Okay? Awesome.
What's coming? So
it's Risenstein. If were you going to start something now?
Yeah, just a little.
Okay.
Because
are you starting something now?
You're talking to me. It's actually what I said to God. You're talking to me. What's this dream stuff? You're talking to me. Well, it's important to know that every Hebrew year ends and begins the exact same way, which is very cool. It's the transition. It's from Elul to the month of Tishri. And so right today, we're stepping into the last month of this year, which is preparation. And literally, there is no such thing as these sharp transitions for the Jews, because this month, as we'll kind of walk through, starts really looking back at what Moses was doing. Mm-hmm. But these 2 months, Elul and Tishri, they merge together from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. There's a 40-day period, so there's 10 days that kind of lap over, if you will, mm-hmm. so they become one. So your ending, how you end, says a lot about where you go in the next year. So mm-hmm. that's kind of a Jewish thing, is mm-hmm. there is no, the same thing as night comes before day, there's a lot of lap over there, okay? So the transition, this includes a 40-day period starting today, returning to God, agreeing with his word and his commands. All right, that's probably the biggest issue, agreeing with his word and commands. Well, we're going to talk about, we'll break open the dream. Probably we'll start with it. Well, actually, let me just intro kind of what the concept is here.
Okay.
The month of Elul includes some of the most beautiful imagery. It's called the king is in the field, which simply means God is drawing near and he's looking closely at how you're tending the fields. Like the blessings, the responsibilities he's given you. Well, there's a lot of the parables where the king is coming to look and examine. This is that month. Isaiah 55 and Hosea 14 are a beautiful picture of how God responds when we pursue him. So those are like these scriptures for this month. So we'll jump into Elul and talk about what we need to do to get prepared, why it exists, and all of that next.
We will jump into Elul, to the deep end of the pool. So put on, as Leanna says, your swimmies.